Hey, Nick Unsworth here, and welcome to Life on Fire TV. And all right, so here today, this is gonna be really cool. So this is about how to take some of your biggest challenges and turn them into your biggest opportunities. And I'm gonna be sharing one of our Firestarter Pro clients, Shirley Solis, who is a total rock star. And you're gonna get to see from some clips from her, and you're gonna get to hear about how crazy her story is and how she literally took her biggest challenges, and I mean big challenges, and flipped them into her biggest opportunities, and how you can too.
Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I'm a kick-ass business coach, and I'm on an absolute mission to help you find your purpose in life, to help you love what you do for work every single day, to help you be the rock star that you are meant to be, to make more money than you ever thought was possible, and to have more time freedom so you can actually enjoy the life that you're living. I'm here to help you set your life on fire.
All right, so I'm gonna be sharing with you exactly how to take your biggest challenges and flip them into your biggest opportunities. If you've heard my story or you've been on lifeonfire.com, you may have read through the about section, and that's what my thing is. That's who I am, is you take a challenge and turn around, find the positives, and then just lean into it, and always it ends up being your biggest blessing or biggest opportunity. So what I'm gonna do here is I'm actually gonna break down a story about Shirley Solis, who's one of my Firestarter Pro clients, $20,000 annual client, right? And so we ended up doing what I call a VIP day. So the VIP day is supposed to be a 4-hour session, either virtually or in person, and I go through and I help them break down their story, their stance, their strategy, and help them clarify things as an entrepreneur so that they can take fast action, kick some butt, make more money, have better lifestyle, have a life on fire. So I get on the phone with Shirley, and we're doing like a go-to webinar, and she's on video, and you're gonna see Shirley a little bit later in this clip. And what's cool is I started just asking, so how'd you find me? So how did all this happen? And she shares that she, you know, 2013, she saw me somewhere. She then saw, you know, me, I don't know, on someone's podcast, and then kind of found Life on Fire TV. She was kind of, you know, interested in these, she was just basically digging Life on Fire TV, so thank you for that. And she was just looking around, and she happened to go through, and it was funny, she says, yeah, when we were doing the VIP day, she said, I was kind of like stalking you. I found you on Facebook, and I found your fiance, Megan, and she saw that my fiance, Megan, that she mentioned something about me being a man of God. And so next thing you know, that really resonated with her, because she's very big into her spirituality, into her faith, and so there's a connection point there. She ends up getting really crafty and ends up getting this $10,000 like scholarship through Ecuador embassy, this crazy like program, and she ends up getting this money where she could leverage it into her business to hire me. And so she used part of that money to hire me. And so what's crazy is we end up on this call, and I actually have a link to this call that you'll see below in the show notes or on the screen. And what's really cool is that you can actually hear the full raw interaction of the VIP day, her and I, and you can hear how I took her story and turned it into, you can see the turning point in her mind, you can see where all of a sudden it clicked, and we realized that what she was about to go do should be something else, and it's the coolest thing because you can visually see it and you can hear it, it's awesome. So that's coming a little bit later. So we hop on, and you know, I asked her about how she found me, we started digging in, and I said, okay, what we need to do is we need to drill back. I need to know your full story. So I need to like all the way from back in the, you know, as a kid, all the way up, because we're gonna find clues. We're gonna take your biggest challenge and see how you can leverage that to your biggest opportunity. And you're seeing a theme here this month, right? So what's so cool is that she starts to share. And she is just on fire sharing. I mean, she's very clear, and she's just going through, and she's just on the ball. She is a total rock star. And she's like, okay, so listen. She's like, so I got married, you know, really, or had a child really young at 18 years old. She met her husband, I think there was a car accident, and it was crazy, and met her husband. And so she had a child really young, and she ends up in a situation where, you know, her business with her husband was teaching people about homeschooling, and they were traveling. And she shares something that is, again, very vulnerable, that this is really deep, and it's something that most people would be ashamed to share. But what's wild is that your biggest challenge is often your biggest opportunity. So it can set you free when you share what's happened in the past, not only for yourself mentally, but it also creates connection for people moving forward. So she shares with me very deep stuff, which I have permission with to share. And she's will actually be on later on in this video. And we have a link to the full VIP day, her and I. And so she starts sharing that while being married with her husband, that he had an addiction to pornography. And that, you know, it was worse than she thought. And she thought they could fix it. They're both into their faith and into God. And she was devastated. And the way that she describes it is, he was like emotionally cheating on her. And it was very devastating for her. And she's really got into the detail of how much that impacted her as a woman and all these different things. And then to make matters worse, after going through that and trying to heal and trying to fix the situation, that she finds out after all this time, he had been cheating on her. And it just, I mean, she's got, I think, 6 children and just, and her family has been traveling around the country as this good Christian family and teaching homeschooling and teaching about relationships and marriages and things. And they look on paper like this big happy family, but deep down, it's broken. And, you know, she's been cheating on her and it just totally tore her up. I mean, as you can imagine, right? So this challenge, huge challenge, of course, and she was left with a decision. She could take the easy way out and she could say, you know what? You know, F you, I'm out of here. I'm going to be a powerful woman and I'm going to say sayonara, which is what I feel like most people think. We often, like, I feel like in our society, we applaud a male or a female for, if the other person's cheating, to say goodbye, right? And say, I'm being powerful and I'm strong and I'm not going to cave and I'm going to leave. But she has 6 children. And she said, you know what, Nick? She said, and this clip is so cool, but she said, you know what, Nick? Instead of doing that, she decided that she was going to be, instead of taking the easy way out and just saying goodbye, she decided that she was going to step into her power as a woman and that she was going to actually turn the whole thing around and be a leader and completely rehabilitate the family and rehabilitate him and just go the other direction, just go straight at it and just show what God can do and what she can do and how powerful she is as a woman and as a mom and as a wife. And she went head on into it. And imagine that. That's crazy after just finding out your husband's been cheating on you for a while. And she took it straight on, and she's such an amazing woman. And she took it head on, turned the whole thing around, and healed herself and her family and just completely rehabilitated the whole situation and was now in integrity with, like, the business and traveling. So all this stuff, you know, happened, and she just did a 180. So her biggest challenge turned it into her opportunity. And so then from there, she just got really inspired about building a business, you know, life with flavor. And she, you know, about helping other women and putting on events and helping other people in relationships, all this stuff. And so she has a course called, you know, Building Character with Your Children. And they've been teaching that for a while. And so when she hired me, it was her whole strategy when we went through the story, and it was like, okay, well, wow, that's an incredible story. Here's what your stance is and how you can build a business out of it. Well, she starts going into, well, I'm going to take this how to, you know, build character with your children, and I'm going to just, you know, keep growing that and helping people with that course and just scale that, and I want you to help me to do all that. And I ask the question that I always ask, which is, if you had $100 million, you found out it was in the backyard, it was buried, and put the shovel in, and you find out there's $100 million in the backyard, and it's more than you could ever spend. You know, you have given as much away as you can, friends, family, you name it, and you still don't need money for the rest of your life. Where would you spend your time? And this moment, what she said was so incredible, and you get to hear it in her voice, right? And you get to hear me digging and asking this question, right? So it's so cool in hearing this clip. And so what's so cool is that in the clip, she says, well, I feel like it's my duty to do the course. And I was like, I'm thinking, it's your duty to do the course, right? Like, that to me, that's not a life on fire. That's like building a business that's a job. That's like, being kind of settling or being somewhat excited about your business. What I like to do as a business coach is I want you to totally do a 180 and be so fired up about your life and so fired up and on such a mission and have such purpose that no matter what happens, you're gonna get through that challenge. Instead of feeling like you're, you know, pushing the boulder up the hill, it's like you're being pulled through life. And when you nail that purpose, and we do that on that VIP day, everything shifts. And so I asked her again, and I drilled down, and I said, you know, what would you do if money was no issue? Like tell me about that. And then all of a sudden, in this clip, where she just starts to go off, and she just starts to, and to just fully open up, and you can hear the click, you can hear the shift, and you can hear she went from, this is my duty, this is a job, basically, but it's a business, to, wow, this is my life on fire. So this is like the visual and audio representation of someone finding their purpose, and you get to see it and hear it, so check this thing out.
Let's just say, for example, you didn't have to worry about marketing, you didn't have to worry about money. Let's just say you just found out that, Gus just got $100 million, yeah. Lotto winner. I mean, have more, you've already given, hundreds of millions to the church. I mean, you just, there's more than you could ever spend.
Right.
Out of all the things that you could do in the next, 90 days, 6 months, out of all the different things that you could do, where would you spend your time? What would be just so rewarding, fulfilling? What would you do, business-wise?
What would be the most thing that would give you the most?
You've already traveled, you've already done, a bunch of vacations. You're like, all right, I need to get back to my purpose. Or, mm-hmm. And what, out of all the projects, what would really, what would you want to work on first?
Okay. So, I'm a little torn, but let me tell you. So I've envisioned the Building Character program. And that's almost out of a sense, a live event, 3-day event. I've envisioned the 1-day and I've envisioned the 3-day event for parents. I'm the idea of empowering parents, because it isn't just about building character. It isn't just about, it's about re-educating them and helping them understand the status quo, breaking the status quo in education and in the way they parent. I mean, just so much stuff. That one would be out of a sense of duty, okay? I deeply feel called to that. But what would be oh my gosh, I have all this money. I am going to create this 3-to-4-day live event for women, and I am going to, through aesthetics, visuals, auditory, kinesthetic ways, activate every single cell in their body to be moved from excitement, compassion, flavor, music, taste buds, you name it, I will create this experience that would honestly make UPW be like baby. a live event of Live Life with Flavor would be an artistic creation of what a conference looks like or should look like. It's going to be an art. When the media shows up and they look at what I'm doing, they're going to be like, this lady has reinvented. Thank you. She's reinvented motivational workshops or whatever you want to call them, inspirational or live events or whatever. She's totally reinvented. She's tapping into colors. She's tapping into colors, she's tapping into music, she's tapping into, I want to have Zumba dancers, I want to have hula dancers, hula, I want to have African dancers, I want to have mirrors, I want to have capes, I want to have crowns, I want to have food, that's what I would do.
Wow, I love it. And so, of the two, you've got one as a sense of duty,
gosh,
and one you would just love to do. Just hearing you speak about it, you light up. Do you see where I'm going with this?
I know.
So here's the thing. So check this out. So,
right.
Your sense of duty is kind of like, it's like a commitment to something that you've done before, and you've already invested a bunch of time and energy into it, and there's all these past things associated with it, right? So it's like you've already gone far down the path with it, so it's like, well, of course I need to keep doing that. This is my sense of duty. This is who I am, and this is something that I stand for, and this is something that this is part of me. Like, I it's my obligation to share this with people. But what's so interesting is that when you share the 3-day live event for women that activates every single cell in their body and creates an experience that would make UPW look like a chump, and when the media shows up and says that she's completely reinvented a 3-day event for women, and you're up there sharing your story, and they're crying, and they're connected with you, and you've got hundreds of women there, and they're dancing, and the food's amazing, and the colors, and the music, and the African dancers, and that experience is so transformational for them,
right?
That part of that journey and part of that event, you are giving them some of the gifts that comes with the Building Character program. I mean, you're when you completely transform those women, what are you doing for their households? You know, what are you doing for their kids and their husbands? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean by going towards something that you're passionate about, something that truly, that, I mean, talk about living, you know, with flavor. As soon as you start talking about that, it's like, you're like, ooh, but if I gave myself permission, I would just love to do this. Oh my God, I would make it the best thing ever. And then it's like, well, surely, I mean, it's like, if you go towards that, do you know how much you'll be in the zone and how much fun you'll have and how many lives you're going to touch and change? Because that's going to be you at your highest and best leverage and the highest and best use. And, you know, and from that, you'll have so much more impact that those women will continue to take your message home with them. And so your sense of duty, it's just, it's almost like misplaced. Where your sense of duty has been the Building Character program, because that's what led you up to this point, right? I mean, it's, you know, finding purpose is all about, like, it's like making our best educated guess and going on God's hunches and visions he gives us and things. But ultimately, it's getting to that point where, wow, there's just that turning point, the eye-opening moment where when you connect the dots of just, if you empower women and you just, you know, get them in that state and transform their lives, every ounce of your heart and of your intent and your character and everything that you want to teach in the Building Character program, I mean, there are nuts and bolts of that can be, you know, transferred to those women that can then go home and really raise them up as the leaders of those households and build the character from within.
All right. And so how crazy is that? I mean, you can just see and hear her completely lighting up and talking about things like, when a woman walks into my event, so she starts talking about how she's going to put on these events and it's going to help women and how her story and what she's done, how that's going to help serve women and change their lives. And, you know, they're going to be better than Tony Robbins' UPW because they're going to be her tribe and her community, and how she's going to, you know, every cell in their body is going to just light up when they walk in and hear the music, and it's about arts and all these things. And you get to see and hear that, you just see and hear her light up. Right. And if you watch the full clip of this, which I encourage you to do, and check out the link down below or the show notes for this page, but the full clip, you get to see how once she basically figured out her purpose, and then right after, she all of a sudden, it's like the reality sets in, like, well, how am I going to do that? Or, you know, and it's like, I'm now scared because that's a big vision that just stretched me. So my job as a business coach to have the vision and to see that potential in someone else and to expand it and pull your best, you know, gifts out, so that you can really make your biggest impact in this world. And that happened. And then all of a sudden, it was like the fear popped up, and I helped her handle the fear and then come up with a very little game plan. But the cool thing is that we actually stopped it at about, I think it was an hour and a half or hour and a half or hour and 45 minutes, because it was so big that she needed some time to then come back so that we could resume. And so what's cool is that it took less than 2 hours to really hit that thing and nail it. And since then, she sent an email. She took a selfie with one of her big mentors, you know, Perry Marshall. She found herself in the same room with Barbara Corcoran and all these things. And she's just rocking, rolling, on fire, totally, totally living the dream. And it's only been a few days since that happened. So it's super cool just to hear how fast things are happening. Because once you nail your purpose in life, things happen fast. The dominoes start to fall over really, really fast. So it's super cool. So two things. I want to encourage you that if you're interested in a VIP day and you want help just putting all these pieces together, watch the clip of what I did with Shirley. It's a full, you know, it's an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. But if you're like, you know what, I need to change. I'm not happy with where I'm at. I'm settling. I'm ready for the next step. I don't care what it takes. I just want to be alive. I want to have happiness. I want to help people in my life, leave a legacy. Then you may want to watch that full clip in the show notes to hear how I work with her and hear how I broke it through. And outside of that, if you want to just hop on the phone with me or one of my team members, I would love to share the gift with you. I would love to help you map out your perfect life, your ideal scenario, help you take your gift, your talents, your mission, and take and arrange all the puzzle pieces so that it's crystal clear. It's like picture like a foggy mirror that's like wiping all the fog off, and it's just like, ah, oh, like that's what I should be doing. Like once you nail your purpose in life and you nail that story and your stance, it's like, and you can see how some of your biggest challenges in your past can be your biggest opportunities. It's like once that happens, then the future and your business moving forward, you've got such fire behind you that it gets easier and easier. You're able to attract those perfect customers. You're able to lean into challenges and make more things happen, make more money than you ever thought possible, be able to give back more, create more leverage in your life and business, and have a ton of fun. So if you're interested in a VIP day, I would love to share that with you. They're normally $10,000, and I just create rocking success stories with these things. We have a special going on where they're only $5,000. So half off. That promotion ends very, very soon. And all you have to do is email support@lifeonfire.com and pop in your phone number when you email. And then also just put in the subject line, VIP day. I want to know more about it. I want to talk to Nick. I want to see if this guy can help me totally crush it and live my life on fire. So I would love for you to take that step. And if it feels right, if not now, when are you going to do it? Don't wait till next year. The special will be over very soon. Don't wait another week. And if you've been watching Life on Fire TV for a while and you're like, you know what, I've been waiting, but I need to do this, then just hop on it now. Email support@lifeonfire.com. Don't delay. I'm your guy. I'll help you out every step of the way, and we'll crush on that VIP day, and you'll be the next dude I'm making stories about. So have a great rest of your day, and then check out the clip from Shirley as well.
Hi everyone, this is Shirley Solis with ShirleySolis.com, and I wanted to share with you my experience with Nick Unsworth on my first VIP day. Well, let me tell you that when I tell you that I've waited a long time to finally be able to connect with a coach that was going to be able to help me have the measurable financial goals that I was striving for, is basically I've just waited too long for that. And so when I felt with, you know, when I connected with Nick, I had this sort of uncertain expectation about the fact that, you know, hoping that he really was going to be the one, because everything that had led me up to the point really felt like he was the right coach for me for so many different reasons. I mean, he had the experience of podcasts and live events and high-end coaching programs, lower price points, Facebook. I mean, he had just really had success in so many different aspects. And so I knew that I wanted to work with someone like that. Second, I knew that he was very committed. From what it appeared, you know, he was really, really committed to his clients. And when I got to that VIP day, I had this huge expectation that it would be like that with me. So what was really cool is that that VIP day exceeded my expectations beyond what I had imagined, because it started with him just, you know, natural talk. But, you know, like when you know someone is just being friendly and when someone genuinely cares about you. Well, I could tell because of his conversation that he was genuinely interested in me and who I am. And so that was really important for me. Like, I knew I needed to connect with a coach. And then what he, you know, his first most important question to me was, tell me your story. And, you know, I think that was the first time that anybody had really asked me that. Like, anybody that had helped me in business, you know, normally they'll ask you, like, what are your goals? How much money do you want to make? You know, if you could do anything in the world, what would you do or whatever? But for someone to say, tell me your story, like for a coach to say, tell me your story, and to know and to honor that everything in your business really comes out of that story, that thing that makes you uniquely you. I knew that this was the guy for me. Like, I knew this was the coach that I wanted to work with, and that this was the person that was going to see me as the woman I am. Like, you know, I'm not just a business person, but I'm a woman. I am a mother. I am a wife. All of that is part of my story. And by allowing himself to spend as long as I took pretty long time to share my story, And yet he didn't care, like, oh, we only have this certain amount of time, like, you need, you know, he was just like, tell me your story. I want to know who you are. I want to know how you got to this place. And from there, we're going to have a foundation to know what we need to go, you know, what we need to do. And so that alone allowed us to connect to a very, very deep level. And it allowed us to, it allowed him to have an introspect opinion as to what I needed to be doing. And you know, we got to the point of the epiphany of like, wow, you need to be working with women, which honestly was terrifying to me. Like the, like, you know, doing what I had been doing up to this point was like, yes, I had been working with women, but to know that this entire, you know, this entire process now shifted to where I would be first and foremost working with women was honestly terrifying, because I thought, oh my gosh, somebody discovered that I am really supposed to be working with women, and now he's going to hold me accountable to this, you know, because that was probably the subconscious truth that I knew I needed to be living, but was probably too afraid to live. And that, I have to be honest. But Nick was bold, Nick was loving, Nick was firm, and he was just like, you know, I see the gold in you, and I'm going to bring it out, and we're going to make this happen. So overall, I have to say that that one day, that VIP experience totally shifted my plans. Like everything I had already started to do in January totally came to a halt, because none of it was going to be, none of it was taking me the direction that we identified was what I needed to be doing for this year. So because of that one VIP day, I feel like everything just shifted to a completely different direction. And it's a direction that's going to honor me as a woman, that's going to honor my family, it's going to honor my children, it's going to honor the women that are waiting for me to help them and to provide them with the help that they need in so many different areas. And it all came out of that one VIP day. So if you're looking for an amazing, powerful, genuine, loving, and super wise coach, I have to tell you, like, I absolutely love this guy. I loved working with Nick. And I've just seen so much fruit in my life just out of a couple of weeks of working with him. So I highly, highly recommend it. I know that you're not going to, I mean, you're going to feel like this is the right person for you. So just, you know, give it a try and get it out there, because it's totally changed what I'm doing, what I plan to do this year. It shifted completely. And now I feel like I'm moving in the right direction 100%. All right. Thanks. So take care. Bye.
I'm here to help you set your life on fire.